Baba Basra, Daf Pehei, Amud Aleph, page 85, side A. So they both said, Rabbi Shmuel, that Kilyoi, that the vessel, Keli Shaloi, the vessel of the person, Shal Adam, of a person, has the same halacha as his yard, as his chotzer, and Koina Loi B'chol Mokim, and it can acquire for him the object that is placed in the vessel, any place where it's lying, whether it's in the simta, whether it's in the property that belongs to both of them, even in the property of the seller, because he has a right to place the keli, the vessel there. Chutz mirshus rabim, but with the exception of the public domain, which he has no right to place his keli over there, so then you're not koyin. But Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Malakish damri tavayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Malakish, they both say that the vessels of a person can even acquire for him, can koyin for him, afil b'rishus rabim, even if it's lying in the rishus rabim. Omar Rapapa says, Rapapa lipligi. There is really no disagreement between the Amaroim. But come, Rav and Shmuel, that say that the vessels of a person cannot acquire from the Rishus Rabim, that's talking about Rishus Rabim, it's talking an actual Rishus Rabim. Then you cannot be koined. But come, Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish, that they said that even the Rishus Rabim you can be koined, they were intending, they were talking about the Simta, on the side area of the Rishus Rabim. And why do they describe the Simta as Rishus Rabim, as a public area? Because She'ein Rishus HaYochid. Because it is not similar to a private area, because it has no walls, and it seems more, it appears more to be like Rishus Rabim. And the Gemara proves this from the words of Rabbi Yochanan himself. Hachi Nami Mistabira, it also makes sense to say so, that there is no disagreement here. The Omer Ababo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Abo said, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that the kalim of a person can acquire for him in any place that he has a right to place it there. So we can learn from here, medayik from the Rabbi Yochanan Atzvei, from Yechon himself, that he holds that only yesh loy rishus, that only if he has, the buyer has the permission to place the vessel there, like a simta or in an area which is a partnership, both of them, that in. Then yes, then you can put the keli over there and he can use it. But if it's a loy rishus, if he has no right to place it there, like for example in a rishus rabim loy, then his keli cannot serve as his chotzer. So this seems to be a very contradiction, because Rabbi Yochanan just said that the vessel of a person that kill yeshal adam can acquire from rishus rabim. So we have to say that definitely he intended rishus rabim and the simta of rishus rabim. Shmami no. So we can actually prove from this that Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish said their halacha only by a simta and not from the Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara asks now about the words of the Meroim from Abraisa. Toshma, come and listen. We learned in Abraisa with regards to the keli of a person which is found in a property of another person. And there is fruit in the keli. So in what way are they considered to be by the owner of the kli, and in what way are they considered to be by the owner of the property? So the Gemara says like this, brings down the brayse. Arba midis. There are four different dinim by b'mechrim, by sellers and purchaser. The first din is that if the measuring vessel was of a strange person, and the seller and the buyer, they both borrowed it together, the seller borrowed it because he wanted to measure it for the fruit, and the purchaser borrowed it in order to hold on and to watch his fruit after measuring, until it stored it in the measuring keli, the measuring vessel, until he'll take it over to his keli. So we say like this, Ad shaloi nismalo hamido, as long as the measure was not filled, the amount that he's buying, so then it's loaned lamoichem. So therefore, the fruits that are in it remain in the ownership of the seller. And if it was wine or oil, and let's say it spills, so then the loss is the seller's. And likewise, each one of them can retract. But mishen ismala mida. But one at the time that the measure of the keli was filled. So at that point, it becomes loaned to whom? To lalakeh, to the purchaser. And they cannot retract. And likewise, if the wine should spill, or the oil, so then the purchaser, the buyer, loses, because he already was koinen. When do we say this halacha is b'mido she'eino shel shneim? This is if the measure doesn't belong to neither of them, but it's borrowed from a third party. But, which is this, the second halacha, but if the measure belonged to one of them, either to the seller or to the buyer, rishen rishen kona, any amount that goes into the measuring keli belongs to the owner of the keli. And if the keli, measuring keli, belongs to the buyer, so then he is zoiche immediately in everything that went into the measure, even before it was filled. And the seller cannot retract it. If the measuring cup or bucket, whatever they're measuring with, belongs to the seller, so then what goes in there still belongs to the seller. And the buyer does not acquire it until it makes Meshicha. When is this said that the fruit belonged to the owner of the keli, if it's his keli? It is when the keli is lying in the public area, and in a yard which doesn't belong to neither of them, and they hadn't received permission to place their vessels there, their keli, the measuring vessels, to measure the fruit. But in the third din, but if the measure that belongs to the buyer or to the sellers is birshus moicher, in the property of the seller, then the buyer does not acquire the measure and the fruit till he raises it, because the raising can be with raising you can acquire in any place, as we learned before, on Bidalam and Beis. Until the buyer takes it out from the property of the seller, and he will pull it into his property or to a simta. And the fourth halacha, if the measure was of one of them, was laying b'rishus l'keach in the property of the buyer, kiven shekibel av ha-moicher, as soon as the kibel av ha-moicher, since as the seller accepted to sell fruit and he set the price, kono l'keach, so then the buyer acquired it. So even if the fruit is in the vessels of the sellers, and even if he hadn't measured them yet, because the importance of the kli becomes secondary, becomes nullified next to the property which it finds itself. So therefore, the fruits are considered as if they're lying in the property of the buyer. So the Braisa continues with this fourth halacha. What happens if the fruit was birshus halo hamufgod metzloi? In other words, to say that the seller deposited by a person his fruit, and we assume that without specifically saying it, the one that is holding the deposit gave him also his property, so that he should be allowed to measure and sell there his fruit. So then, lekono, the buyer does not acquire achi kabbalo love until the person who's holding onto the fruit, he accepts upon himself to designate a place of the place of the fruit for the buyer, or until the buyer will rent the place that the fruit is laying by the one who the seller deposited the fruit, he's holding on the fruit and he's storing it for him. And if the buyer rents the space from the person who is storing the fruit for the seller, that way the buyer acquires the fruit through the kinyan chotzer. So the Gemara is asking, koton emiyo. So, but nevertheless, it's explained in the second din in the Braisa that if the measure was belonged to the lekeach, if it belongs to the lekeach, so it says rishon koneh, the first he's koneh. It's talking about birshus harabim in the public domain, ubechotzer she'enishal shneim, and in a yard which doesn't belong to either one of them.